Hello, everyone. This is Chris McLaughlin, and welcome to the D Group Leader Podcast. You know, this week we're going to be talking specifically about what to do with this global pandemic that's going around with the coronavirus, and how does that affect our D groups and things like that. You guys, now a couple quick announcements before we get going. You may have received an email already from our church that we are not going to have any events on campus this week. Now, what that means is that we did not have church on Sunday yesterday. We did not have any classes, any student ministry, children's ministry, anything like that going on, nothing up at Mission Hill. We completely shut things down. Now, why did we do that? Now, one, you know, we don't want people to catch the virus and spread it around and things like that if they have it. We want to protect people in our community who might be susceptible to catching viruses and things like that, then that's a good thing. But more than that, what we want to do is we want to protect our larger community. You see, that the bigger problem is that if everyone in our community just catches the virus all at once, the hospitals and emergency services will be overrun, and we don't want to allow that to happen. We want to do our part as a church to help to protect our larger community. So we're caring for our community through things like just shutting down the campus and not having events where people are getting together. We want to also, just as individuals, we want to protect and care for our community by keeping our distance, right, and not meeting for church and church events and things like that. Washing our hands, covering our mouths when we sneeze and things like that. We just want to take care of each other that way. And so we want to encourage you to do the same thing. You are going to receive updates week to week as to how we're going to proceed. And so you're going to get more information about this as we go. So watch your email inbox. Make sure that you're getting the updates from Stones Crossing Church about what's going on with our church community. Another quick thing is we did have church online last week. We might have it again this week and for the foreseeable future. So be prepared for that. I also do want to encourage you with online giving. And it's one of those things that we have to talk about as a church. And it's a shame that we do, but we do. So if you are at home and you're watching church online, make sure that you are also giving online. And there's reason for that. One, we are, as many of you know, we're in the middle of a 2-year giving campaign that's going on right now that is really important for paying off the building that we just built. It's important for keeping our staff salaries going. It's important for keeping everything, all the ministries that we're trying to keep going. And so if giving drops off during this time when we're not meeting, that's going to have some impact also on our church as a community. So we do want to encourage you and your D groups to, when you watch online, to click the online giving button and give your regular tithe and offering, give it online. So what does all of this mean for your D groups? Well, I want to give you three things that this might mean for you and your group, okay? So the first thing is this. D group meetings are up to the discretion of each D group leader. Our elders made the decision last Thursday that they want to leave the meeting of our home D groups up to the discretion of those D group leaders so that they can look at their group and assess what needs to happen. Now, my D group, we've decided to keep meeting as a group, but other groups have decided just to take a short break and wait and see what's going to happen. Now, really, this is up to you, we would ask that you would prayerfully walk through that and consider what you want to do as a group leader. Either way is perfectly fine, okay? So if you're thinking, you know, this is going to be too difficult for my family, for the people that live in my household, or for our group as a whole, then take a break. That's okay. We would also say that there's some other options for this too. So Google Hangouts or FaceTime, those are great ways for your group to still interact online and to have group together. So that could be an option as well. So consider that as you're making those decisions. The second thing to consider is this. Encourage your D group members to think through the issue and make the best decision for their family as well. So this is in the case of if you're going to keep meeting, all right, talk with your group members about their unique situation. For example, you might want to talk with them about, do they have people in their household who are elderly or who have compromised immune systems? And how would catching the virus affect them and their family? Are they in a situation where they're with their workplace or other daily activities where they're going to be more at risk for catching the virus? And then if that's the case, maybe they should stay home. So ask them to think through those things and make a decision for their family as well. So I know, like I said, for my group is going to keep meeting, but we're talking to all of our group members about what their individual situation is going to look like. So, so make sure that you're doing that as well. But here's the third thing. And I think this is really one of the most important things in this whole discussion is that as Christians, you know, we're called to be the salt and light of the world, right? We're called to be different when it comes to even these sorts of things, when it comes to the coronavirus and how that affects us. And so because of what Jesus Christ did for us, because he died on the cross for us, that means that we have been set free from sin and death. And this is a reality. I mean, this is a very real situation. You, as a believer in Christ, have been set free from death. And therefore, we should live like this is the reality. You guys, we should not live in the same way that the world reacts to this, in this way of fear, in this way of fearing death or fearing getting sick and things like that. We shouldn't live that way. You see, being set free from death means that we don't have to fear death like those without the hope of Christ. In fact, we don't have to fear death at all. There's a couple of things that I think we can understand from this right from Scripture. I want to share a couple passages with you about this. See, the first thing is that God, you see, this is tough for some people, and I want to be very sensitive to this, but I just want to point you to the Scriptures about this, that God knows and has even ordained the day of our death. That's right. He knows the day of our death, and he's even ordained the day of our death. Look at Psalm 139. This is one of the most beautiful psalms about how God knows us. It starts out verse 13. It says, "For you have formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance." Listen to this. It says, "In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." And so even before we were born, God had set the days that were formed for us, that he knows the day of our death, and our time here is ordained. Let me give you another passage that talks about this. This is Job chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Since his days are determined," is what it says, "since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass. Look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy like a hired hand his day." You can see multiple places here where God, he knows the day of our death, and he has even ordained the day of our death. And so we can trust him in that. We don't have to be afraid. We can trust that whenever we die, that it is for the glory of God ultimately. It's also right. It's right. And because God has said it and ordained it. Okay? Here's the second thing, is that if we live, we are here for the glory of God and for the spread of his kingdom. But if we die, we go someplace far better. I love how the Apostle Paul talks about this in Philippians chapter 1. Let me start here at verse 21. He says, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart to be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Yeah. And then he says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. You know, I think that we all need to have that same perspective as well. You know, our job here on earth is, you know, the reason for our existence here is not for our personal pleasure. It's not for to gain the most stuff, to make the most money, to watch every season of our favorite TV show or sports, whatever it is. Like, that's not our purpose. Our purpose here on earth is to bring glory to God and to spread his kingdom. And so if we are alive today, that means that God still has work for us to do, right? Yeah. But see, if he takes us home, well, that's far better. And so we need not fear death, because that place is far better. But if we're here, man, we've got work to do. I was thinking about this with Francis Chan. Some of you guys know who Francis Chan is. He's a very popular pastor, preacher. He's been in the news recently over some theological issues and things like that. But there was a tweet that went out, because what he did was he picked up his family when he heard about the coronavirus starting up in China. He packed up his family and moved to China. He moved there. And what he's been saying is that, you guys, this is incredible, because there is so much opportunity here for the gospel to come out here, to meet with people, to hand them face masks, to give them hand sanitizer, and to just tell them, you know what, we don't have to be afraid like the rest of the world is afraid. But that what he's doing is going out there and showing them that the gospel brings such good news that we don't have to have that same fear of death. Isn't that incredible? You guys, we are in a situation right here and right now where people are afraid. They're afraid of death. And so the work that we have to do is right here, right now. We don't have to go to China to do it. It's right here in Greenwood. And so there's work to do, people. But I think at the same time, don't mock people. Don't belittle them for being afraid. We've seen a lot of this online as well. Be compassionate, be understanding, give grace, because we're not all that same place of this confident hope, that really the Lord in his timing will lead us there to that place of peace and hope. But you know what? Maybe it's going to be through you and the display of grace that the Lord is going to lead them to have that confident hope in the gospel. And so I want to leave you with this today. This is a quote from Martin Luther. You see, when Martin Luther was pastoring in Germany, the deadly Black Plague was going on at the time. And he wrote a letter to a Reverend Johann Hess. And this letter, you can look it up online, it's called Whether One May Flee from a Deadly Plague. And I just want to read you a paragraph of what he wrote. I just thought this was profound. He said, "You ought to think this way." And this is in quotes. "You ought to think this way. Very well. By God's decree, the enemy has sent us poison and deadly awful. Therefore, I shall ask God mercifully to protect us. And then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine, and take it. I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed in order to become contaminated and thus perchance infect and pollute others, and so cause their death as a result of my negligence. If God should wish to take me, he will surely find me. And I have done what he has expected of me, so I am not responsible for either my own death or the death of others. If my neighbor needs me, however, I shall not avoid place or person, but will go freely as stated above. See, this is such a God-fearing faith, because it is neither brash nor foolhardy and does not tempt God." And so, D group leaders, praying for you guys. You guys have some big decisions to make here in the next few days. How you're going to care for your family, how you're going to care for your D group members. And so we're going to be praying for that. please reach out to me if you need anything, if you have questions or need some clarification or just someone to pray with you about the decisions on how to care for everyone. That's what I'm here for. So reach out to me, reach out to your D group shepherd. We want to care for you as you're making these decisions. As we close today, let's just close in prayer together. Our gracious Father, we praise you that you are a sovereign God who is in control of all things. And that even though there is fear in the world because of the uncertainty of what's going on right now, God, that you are still in control. We know that you are good and that you are sovereign and we can trust you. And so, Lord, I want to pray for our D group leaders. I want to ask for your for that confident hope that you've given us in the gospel to rest on each of our leaders, that they might be salt and light to their families, to their D groups, to the people in their workplaces, to their communities, that we would each live without fear, that we would live in the confident assurance of heaven and your love for us. And let that, Lord, be a testimony to the people around us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll talk to you all soon.